Well, Paddy, what was it like around the school today? Obviously, I would say there's a fantastic atmosphere having won in All-Ireland the previous day.
I don't know what. It was a great day in the school today for everyone. There was great buzz about it. The amount of people congratulating us and from the whole community and the staff and even the students there when you meet them on the corridors congratulating us and seeing the cup around the school there today as well. So it was a great day.
Yeah. And listen, something that the school has been trying to strive to get for a while. This is the first ever national senior soccer title at the school has won.
Yeah.
The first ever title through all the age groups, actually, isn't it?
Right, through all the age groups and boys. We've been successful in some of the girls, All-Ireland. So it's the first senior and first boys All-Ireland ever in the school. And again, we've been in a lot of finals, and it's great to get one over the line at long last.
Yeah. Well, what about the journey to the final? Tell us about that.
Probably the first few rounds, we had kind of comfortable enough victories. And then in the Ulster semi-final, we played St. Union's College, who are one of the kingpins of soccer, in Irish, not even in Ulster, but in Ireland. And we played them down in Alia. It was a wet day, and again, the boys got two quick goals before half time. Unions are a fantastic team, and we played them and played very well. Nothing between them. And then, we got two quick goals, and then the second half were comfortable enough. So you felt when you beat the likes of Unions, you mightn't be too far away. Any year you're beating the likes of Unions or Cairn Dunham, that you're not going to be too far away. So then in the final, then we played a very good Pobl Scoil Gaedore. And again, in fairness, Pobl Scoil Gaedore have had a great success in Bees, and all credit to their coach, Kieran Geordie McFadden, for bringing them onto the A's to kind of test the players and for their development. And for them to get to the Ulster final was an immense achievement. And again, on the day it went to penalties, so they were not far away. And I know a lot of those Gaedore boys are back again next year, so they'll be biting at the bit to get at us next year.
And the semi-final then, Mayo opposition?
Mayo, St. Clair's, or St. George Castlebar we played, and again, I thought we were very comfortable that day. We went 2-0 up, then they got a penalty and went to 2-1, but again, the boys reacted very well, went 3-1 up, then it went another penalty, 3-2. And again, the boys reacted and got a fourth goal to make it 4-2, and I thought it was a very comfortable victory.
Yeah.
I felt all during the process that our back four have been superb all season, and the keeper. And again, it was only set pieces that we were conceding. Out of those three games, we didn't concede a goal. It was two penalties, but from play, we hadn't conceded.
He didn't concede in the final either yesterday, Paddy. So,
no.
Listen, that form continued through, but going by all accounts, you guys were confident throughout the decider yesterday, and really once that first goal went in from Shawnee Bradley, it seemed to be only going to be one winner on it.
Yeah, definitely. First half, there was a few chances. In fairness, the Belvedere team, we knew a bit about them. The three boys that play kind of up front, up top for them, there's three good players play under 20s with some of the Dublin teams. We knew they were going to be the threat. And again, as I said, our back four been phenomenal all season. And they knew before they went out that day that they need to be on guard for these boys. And after about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, with the challenges that went in that, I thought, yeah, no, we'll be okay today. And then when Shawnee got the goal, I think it was around the 15th minute or something, the second half.
Yeah.
Again, a good cross. I think it was Daniel crossed it in, and Shawnee got it under the back post, headed it in. Again, then 10 minutes later, Darragh Coyle is brought down in the box, and Conor Graham, our captain, he's a great leader on the pitch, he tucked away the penalty, and once it went 2-0, I think the boys just took her home then. It was no problem. It was very comfortable. The last 20 minutes was nearly relaxed, enjoyed it because of and the boys have been immense all season.
Yeah. About cup finals, you don't get a chance really to enjoy them
much,
but you had that luxury yesterday, so you had.
It's funny, it was just one of those days that just things seemed to work, and all credit to the boys, delighted for them. They deserved this, and it's been a phenomenal there's been so many great athletes and soccer players that have gone through the school that haven't reached this peak. So for them boys to reach it there yesterday, I'm delighted for them.
Yeah. What's the spread of clubs like there? Obviously, there's a Harps and Derry City influence among a number of your young players, but there's a big catchment area down there.
Yeah,
in Inishowen.
There's a huge catchment area. They're from maybe four or five different clubs from the community as well. Buncrana Hearts, Cock Hull, Allies, Quigley Point, Swifts and Alia. They're coming from all those clubs. And again, as you said, Harps and Derry. But from a young age, credit has to go to the clubs and their coaches. And this kind of victory here yesterday is for all those people that did all that hard work from when they were under 8s, 10s, the whole way up. So this is kind of, it's a trophy for the school, but it's a trophy for the community as well. And again, even the spread from the primary schools, there's seven. The squad comes from seven different primary schools. Allies, Cockhull, Skolisigan, Drumfries, I think Tubin, Regent, Muffs was a huge spread. And again, it's just for the whole community, it's been a great result. We're just delighted for them.
Yeah, fantastic result. And listen, you've had big results with the girls previously as well. And they got the women's equivalent this year, so they did. But it didn't work out for them on that occasion. And that's just sport day, so does Paddy.
Aye, that's the joys of sports. It's just one of those days. And again, unfortunately, these are days that you always keep remembering. They're the ones that got away. Again, we had a phenomenal success with the group of girls that we had. And again, they're still, they've been a credit to the school, and they did win All Ireland last year, and they were just so unfortunate on the day to get beat against a very good Thurles team. And in fairness to Thurles, they were knocking on the door last year as well. So in fairness to Thurles, you know, it was obviously nice for them, but for our girls, it's just disappointing. But
yeah, it's been a phenomenal year in the school when you look at it. The boys' soccer, National Cup winners,
yeah,
All-Ireland champions.
Right.
You had the girls getting to another final, having won it last year. You had the Gaelic footballers.
That's right.
Involved in an All-Ireland as well. There's a very healthy sporting environment around Scullwar and Buncrana, Paddy, finally.
It's great. In fairness, the sports is very good. And again, we're lucky in the school that there's so many teachers getting involved with all the extracurricular activities. And again, the Gaelic, it was, the boys were unfortunate in the Gaelic finals. Very unfortunate to lose with a few last minute point, but that hurt from that final also kind of helped us maybe yesterday. And that around nine out of 11 that started yesterday were on that Gaelic team,
right.
So they knew the hurt of the defeat, and that carried them through yesterday. And again, the sport is a great extracurricular activity, and the boys and girls are all doing very well in it.
Yeah.
And we're lucky, very lucky.
Buying and it big time. So
it's brilliant.
Certainly.
It's brilliant.
Well, listen, Paddy, congratulations to you as manager, to your management team, to your players, and to everybody down at Scullwara, because it's sensational. It's been brilliant. It's been a fantastic year, so it has.
It's been a good year, yeah.
And well done on that. And thanks for coming on the studio.
No bother. Thank you, Oisin.